friends, this year should be a special schus. For Avi Maronimi Marazi Sheikhul Nishmas Shlomo Ben Shimon Nishmas Maris Esther Basrib Shmuel Schus Moshita Ben Peshadina Leschus Refuas Moshe Ben Malka. After the Lubavitcher Rebbe was Nifter, they found in his drawer his notebooks of Chidushei Torah that he requested be published, and they are hafle vafele. It's called Rishimus. I was in the Chabad store they have in Rehov Yeshayahu in Jerusalem, right off Malchay Yisrael. They have a Chabad store and they sell it over there. You can buy it in hard copy, you can get it on the computer. And he wrote in shorthand, so Chabad got together some Talmidei Chachamim to decipher what the Rebbe meant. It's a little bit like reading the Rugachever, you know, a lot of ayin shams and half sentences and remuzim, and you're not always sure what he's saying. But the people who did the pianuach, who did the deciphering, did quite a fine job. So we're going to be discussing a fascinating question today, the meaning of psak, of Eliyahu Hanavi, Nevi'im, and the like. And this is in Rishimos Choveres Kuf Mem Vav. And this is from his youth. You see Mamish, a Goyin Adir, a young man. So he writes as follows: Al Dvar Masha Amar Kvoit Kedushas Moiri Admor Shlita. Based on what my holy Shver, the Rebbe Shlita, said, meaning this is written when his father-in-law was still alive. So he calls him Shlita, that makes sense. Shatanoim Vamaroim Omer Devraim Al Derech Shero Lemala Kach Omru Lemata Belimut Halachas. So my Shver said that the Tanoim and Amoraim said their words based on what they saw above in Himmel and Shemaim. So too they said Lemata down here on the planet Oith. What they said up there, they said down here. What they saw up there, they said down here. Michtav Reb Leib Nimoitin. This is a letter written by Reb Leib Nimoitin to Reb Leib, by Reb Leib Nimoitin to Kvoid Kedushas Mori B'chami Admor Shlita Hey Vayetze Tofresh Tzadi Aleph. So it was written in the year, it's Mamish now, Parshas Vayetze, it was this past Parsha. And this is talking about Tav Reish Tzadi Aleph, which is right before, I believe right before Rosh Hashanah, meaning right before January of 1931. Probably December 1930. So what was the Rebbe, now that we got the date down, and here the last Rebbe, Rav Menachem Mendel, is a very young man, is in his 20s. And here's the letter. The letter is not in the Gufat, in the text itself, it's in the footnote. Harav Agon Yehuda Leib Nimoitin Miyudal Kisev is a different letter. Tafresh Tzadi Aleph Mechtavu Kibalti V'Neidim Menesim Od Dekro Amurbo. I got your letter. I had a lot of pleasure reading it. Mikol Rainer Stiris Double Amita Sainyan Bamasha Yanose Diborena Blimata Torshal Tanaim Bamraim Shal Derech Malamal Lamata Ayan Shambaruka. So he says, Lemaisa, that we spoke, you wrote a very nice letter, it was Gvaldik, but I don't see a steer to what I said. That the Amoraim said down here what they saw up there. Ubehem Sheikh HaMichtov writes the previous Rebbe, the Rayatz, Toida Bad Michtov Ovechem Bad Horst HaTalmid Mar Pinchas Sheyichye. And thank you for the letter, and also the Ha'ara of your student, Pinchas, Mr. Pinchas. Who's Mr. Pinchas? Hagoin Rav Pinchas Taitz. From Elizabeth, New Jersey, but then he was yet a very young man, it's a bacher. Asher kibbutz ha'inyanim b'michtava oru osi l'kam inyanim chshuvim b'siyu l'dvreinu shibdibarnu b'zeh. That when he wrote in his letter, the things he put together in his letter helped me marshal proofs for what I said. Hagam she'etzli b'tor kabbal, even though by me it's a tradition, but now I have sources. That's one letter. Another letter is from Chanukah. B'mana Achtovo, b'hemshech l'machtov arishem b'viur enyim ruma kamidrash shlachos p'supas merazaki lo b'shemayim hi u'pliosa v'al tshuvosi. Chazal say lo b'shemayim, you're running about what I said. Aneo she'er tanayim v'rayim yadu kol anyanam v'alochot she'betorah b'hergesh k'dushas nishmasim v'alom esal yonim. The tanayim amarayim knew all the inyanim, all the halachos in Torah, with the feeling of their souls. They felt what was going on in the upper worlds. So why do they use logic? Why do they use their intellectual powers? The answer is that you have to toil. You can't just go based on your hergesh of your neshama. So they had to toil as well. But this is, they drew it from above to below. What they saw up there, they're megala down here. There's another letter from the 3rd of Iyar, La Talmud Mordechai Pinchas Taitz, Benidon Shehiskir Advarin, and Amadubim Rav Agon Hana Ariel, that's Rav Nimoitin again. And he gives a number of Mari Makomos that talk about this inyan of halachas that come from Shemayim. So let's get back to the. The letter, I assume this is Rav Nimoitin talking. You see, Rav Nimoitin is no Katla Kanya Ba'agma. So first of all he asks, you said, Rabbi Rayatz, that what they say down here is what they saw up there. But what about Tumura Tezayin Amar Aleph? Amr lo li Yehoshua, what is it saying? Tumura Tezayin Amar Aleph. 3,000 halachas were forgotten in the days of the Evel of Moshe, and they said to Yehoshua, ask min Hashamayim. The Maharsha there writes, V'yodi'ucha halachos sheshachachta. Ask what's going on in heaven and they'll tell you. As they said to Yehoshua, Amr lahem lo b'shamayim hi. And he said, no. It's not b'shamayim. Pasuk in Parshas Nitzavim. Amar lo l'Shmuel sha'al. They told Shmuel to ask. Amar lam elam mitzvah she'enin avar ha'shoy l'chadish. So he said to him, no. Elah ha'mitzvah. That a Navi is not allowed to be mechadish any new mitzvahs. So I can't start asking what's the halachas that were forgotten. Because that would be a chiddush of a Navi. Eila ha-mitzvahs, she'ein ha-navi rashay l'chadish, you can't bring it back with nevuah. Uv'chadush ha-agadus, mipnei ma'alo, mitam echad. In chadush ha-agadus of the Maharsha, he explains why they didn't give one reason. They have two different reasons. In other words, one reason given was lo b'shamayimi, and the other reason given is eila ha-mitzvahs, she'ein ha-navi rashay l'chadish davar. So that's the Maharsha discusses. What taka does he say there? So he says, Yeshlomer Mishim de Yoshua Gufe Shaman Kvar Mipi Moshe Shal El Shashachachan Vlo Chidish Dover Kokach Bchlal Eila Mitzisu Vkarmu de Mikomokom Mina Shemaim Lo Nesna Nadla Lechwe Al Pian Navi. So, as far as Yoshua is concerned, Yoshua didn't bring the pasuk of Eileh HaMitzvahs that a Navi's not allowed to be Mechadish because it wasn't a Chiddush. Yoshua already heard it from Moshe. That's not considered a Chiddush. For Shmuel, it would be a Chiddush. He didn't hear it from Moshe. But Yoshua heard it from Moshe. So therefore, it's not considered a Chiddush if they tell him from Shemayim. So he didn't bring the pasuk of Eileh HaMitzvahs that a Navi's not allowed to be Mechadish. He brought the pasuk of Lo B'Shemayimi, that I can't get it back from Shemayim. That's the Maharsha. Okay, Al Kopanim, we have a Mokor here, that the mitzvahs are not Mishmen HaShemayim. You can't get mitzvahs from Shemayim. So Ma Pitom, that they said down here, what they saw up there, continues Rav Nimoyten, Chulin Kuf Chav Dalet Ilu Amra, Yoshua Binun. It says, had Yoshua Binun said this, Lo Tzai Sin Alei. The Gemara there continues. He just says it in a half a sentence. But you're supposed to know Shas when you read this. So, I wouldn't have listened to him. So you see that you don't listen. You don't listen to Yoshua Binun. He's coming and telling us, coming down here and telling us halachas. And not, it's too late. Lo B'Shemayimi. Menachas 32a and Yevamos 102a. Im Omer Elio ain shomen lo. If Elio would come and say this, we wouldn't listen to him. Nachamo. You see, you don't listen to what they say in Shemayim. Ubechazru v'yastum nir eloimar she'ena b'nevu ela b'pilpul. Ukumash kasev reisha po'alim. So now he alludes to the Gemara in Shabbos 104a and Megillah 3a. It's Mamish Machayek doing this tiul here of Shas, of all the sources that talk about this inyan. So it says that Mansepach, the Otiot Sofiot, Mem Sofit, Nun Sofit, Tzadi, Peichof, all these Sofit, the Tzov, the Nevi'im said them. And the Gemara says, Shachu v'chazur v'yastum. They were forgotten and then they reinstated them. So Niraloimar, so it would appear that Pshat in the Gemara is, Shem v'nevuel v'pilpul. It's not a Nevuah. It's pilpul. They brought it back, but pilpul. Not benevua, like it says in the Gemara at the beginning of Asochar as Hapoalim, which is Bava Mitzia 85b. Amar Rebbe Chanina. What does it say there? It says, Imishtacha, Torah, mi Yisrael, if Torah would be forgotten from the Jewish people, Mehadrana la mipilpuli. I would bring it back with my pilpul. So you see the same idea that he brought it back with his pilpul. So the Nevi'im brought it back. They brought it back with pilpul, not with. They brought it back through the logical powers, not through nevuah. Ve'osniel ben Kenaz, like we find there in Tzmura, that Osniel ben Kenaz brought back halachas that were forgotten in the evil of Moshe mitoch pilpula. Ve'azlo yiksha mitzmura. And then we're not going to have a kasha from Tamur that a Navi is not allowed to be Mechadesh because the Chazru V'yistum is not benevuah. It's bepilpul. So what you do bepilpul, that's what you do in the derech limud. When a Navi comes and tells us something, derech limud, you're allowed to listen to him. Just not derech nevuah. B'smach miyuma, b'zdino shel yayvitz v'chule, hu asniel. So we have a proof from the Gemara in Yuma that it says there, Shi'urim shel onshim, the shiur of punishments, what the shiurim are, how much the amounts are in order that you have to have in order to get punished. So the was made by Beis Din of Yavitz. And then the Gemara says, Shachom v'chazur v'yastum. But really, it was Misinai. They were forgotten, and then the Beis Din of Yavitz brought them back. For who Osniel? And Yavitz is Osniel. Who Osniel? Who Yavitz? Like it says in Tamura. And how did he bring it back? He brought it back in the Gemara in Tamura. It says Mitoch Pilpula. So here also in Yuma Peyamet Aleph, it's also Mitoch Pilpula. But the Chazur V'Yastum is not Mitoch Nevuah. Ach Kasha Mirashi. We have a difficulty with Rashi and Sukkah 44a. who explains, it says that our Rava on Sukkos is Minig Nevi'im. And then it says, Shachu Mechazru V'yastum. It was forgotten and then they reinstated it. The Minig of carrying the Arava around the Mizbeach. So what's the Shachu Mechazru V'yastum? Here Rashi says, a Peladikazach. Rashi says that Al Pi Adibur. So how can you be Choser and Miyased Al Pi Adibur? How can it be Al Pi Adibur? The Nevi'im don't have a right to reinstate laws based on divine inspiration, and that's what it means Al Pi Adibur, based on what Hashem told them. But how can that be? It's a very difficult Rashi. V'koshal zeh me'eila mitzvah she'en avi rashoi l'chadish dover. What about eila mitzvahs and avi's not allowed to be mechadish? Even if it's halachas that were forgotten, like we see in Temura and the Marsha, that even halachas that were forgotten and they wanted to reinstate, you're not allowed to reinstate Al Pi Nevua. So how can Rashi say Al Pi Adibur v'tzarech etzli Talmud? So I need to understand this, a very shver Rashi. What does it mean Al Pi Adibur? V'ayein tosis yevomis ayin aleph omid beiz dibur maschil lo. There it says, "Im lo nitna priyad Yosheicha garmina neaksivei lemitzvah sheina roishal lechadish." If mitzvah priyah wasn't given to Yoshua, how do we learn from him? It says that a navi is not allowed to be mechadish mitzvahs. So we see nachamal toisus yavam sayin aleph amid beis. Navi is not allowed to be mechadish. And v'kedusha nine beis amid beis. Amar b'yosef yilav damar b'yud alachak rabbi yosef kiyasa elio mapik minan. Aval achar apsak ein elio rishus b'ze. Vein mishnah sofedios v'yad hilchos malachim perikid beis alachak beis v'gimel. It says there, Shana Leo Balatame Hatar Vlotara Tome Vlovsal Noshim Shema Cheskus Kashrus, etc. So Leo and Navi is not going to come to Paskin Alochas. He's not going to come to be Matami the Tar. Matar the Tome. And also we have in Kedushin that once there's the Mashmos of the Gemara, that once there's a Psak. So Elio Anavi has no Rishus anymore. It says there, Amar Rav Yudar Mashmu, Alachak Rav Yosi, the Alachak Rav Yosi, the Mamzeirim, Tahorim, Lasid Lavo. Amar Rav Yosi, if you laugh, if not for the fact, Amar Rav Yudar Mashmu, Alachak Rav Yosi, Hava Asi, Elio, Mapik Minan, Savrani, Savrani, Kolorin. If not for the fact that Alachak Rav Yosi, that there are no Mamzeirim, Lasid Lavo, then Elio Anavi would come, and he would take from among us Chaburas shel mamzerim, and Eliyahu HaNavi would be megala. But after this psak, he can't. Eliyahu HaNavi is not coming to paskin halachas. And like we've had in the Mishnah and the end of Edios in the Yad HaChazak in Hilchos Malachim, that Eliyahu HaNavi's job isn't to come to be matara tome, to matara mitame, pasul people. Einu Omer is al zeh b'shem b'chetzkes kashrus and mamzer. So again, you see this idea that the halachas aren't paskin from Shemaim. B'kvar no de bov mitziyah nates amid beis on Yeshua. Ein mashgichin. We know what it says in bov mitziyah 59b. Rabbi Yeshua says lo b'shemaimi. We're not mashgich b'baskol. V'diktitu tois v'sham. And tosis are medaktik. V'kam makomos shenisman. And other places also, Brachas Nun Beis, Erevin Zayin Amid Aleph, Psachim Kuf Yudalad Amid Aleph, Yavamis Yudalad Amid Aleph, and Chulim Nem Dalad Amid Aleph, Mi Baskol De Alachak Beis Hillel. So what do you mean, Ein Mashkichim Be Baskol? I, a Baskol, went out and said, Alachas like Beis Hillel. V'chilku, and Tosis Mechalek, Im Soyser Klala Torah, that if the Baskol contradicts the Torah, the klalim of the Torah, then you're not mashgiach bebaskor. You don't pay attention to the baskor. It's not soiser klalei haTorah. Then you are mashgiach bebaskor. Rabbi Yeshua polig. Rabbi Yeshua says no. Af beino soser. Rabbi Yeshua says even if it doesn't contradict the klal of the Torah, it doesn't matter. You don't pay attention to baskols. Ukipsachim kuf yadal ramrav chul mendal rav shetzruch b'nei zeh lifsok beis hillel. And that's why in those gemaras we had a paskin like Beis Hillel. Because we don't really pay attention to Paschal. V'nei Rambam lo svir lechiluk zeh. Ulolam ein halacha kebaskol. The Rambam doesn't accept the chiluk of Tosfos. And the Rambam holds that the halacha is never like a baskol. Not that if it's not soser klalei haTorah, the halacha is like the baskol. And if it is so, the halacha is not like the baskol. The Rambam holds the halacha is never like a baskol. So the Torah perek tes, Navi Shamar. And if a Navi says the halacha is like Divrei Ploni, he's a Navi Sheker. Because he's coming to be makrish the Torah that says Loba Shemaimi. Ve'akesef Mishnah, he niach, b'tzarech hiyun, l'shita zu kushisa toisvis. Ve'afshe sheyizbor, she'alacha kabeis hillel, davei ruba v'doichak. So the Kesef Mishnah and the Kash of Tos, it says it, in the first parak of Yevamos that the Baskol came out and said Alacha Kabeis Hillel. And that's the way we paskin. So maybe the Rambam will learn that the Alacha is like Beis Hillel because he's the Rov. B'doichak. Because why is that Dochak? Because it's Mefurish in Yevamos. When do we follow the Rov? When they're equal. But Beis Shammai is sharper. So since Beis Shammai are sharper, we should follow Beis Shammai, and that's why we needed a baskol to say that we don't follow Beis Shammai. So then we're stuck according to the Rambam. We're stuck according to the Rambam. Why, according to the Rambam, do we pass like Beis Hillel? If you hold when it's not so Sarah Klal in the Torah, you can follow the Baskol, so then we understand why we follow the Baskol. The Rambam holds you never follow a Baskol. So why then is Halacha like Beis Hillel? And don't say because they're the Rov, because the Gemara says explicitly it's not enough. Beis Shammai is sharper. Vayein Bakdam of the Perish of Mishnah is Roim. Sherechim yapluktas chachamim v'neviim. The Rambam writes in his Akdamah to the Perashah Mishnah Yisroim as follows: Biyun v'svara b'haskel amitzvus hu kashar chachamim shein lam nevua shenavi kishi yizbor svara v'yizbor k'mokain shein onavi svara v'yomer navi ki akarash baruch hu amra elayis shesavarati emes l'tishma elav. The navi has a svara and somebody else has a svara and the navi says Hashem said that I'm right, don't listen to him. And if you have 1,000 Nevi'im on one side and 1,000 Chachamim and one on the other side, you follow the Rov. Not like the Nevi'im. Because we don't learn from Nevi'im, we learn from Chachamim. So when the Navi comes as a Chacham, you can listen to him. But now when the Navi comes as a Navi, saying that it's Min HaShemayim. Again, from this source, you see that you're not following Min HaShemayim, what they say Min HaShemayim. Ve'en Mishnah L'melech HaChatishas Perek Tes Halach Avav Dibra Maschel V'da Mechalek Bein Safik Mitzius L'din. What does he write there? He writes B'Safik Mitzius Shaykh L'Omrim Yav Eliyo V'Besveke D'din Elo Shaykh L'Omrim Yav Eliyo. If it's a Safik in Mitzius, Eliyo can tell us, Eliyo Anavi. But if it's a Safik B'din, Eliyo can't tell us. Uvemagia sham. And then the Magia there writes, and in the gloss, Umashkas Rab Machab is fake din of Shaykh Lomer Yavo Leo, Kane Mavur Diver Raman Perkes Melchasor Eter din Dalid, the Navi Sham Allah Giver Plony, a raisin Navi Sheker. That the Machaber of the Sefer Mishnah Lamelech writes that if it's Suffolk and Din, you can't say Eliyahu is going to come and decide it. So the Rambam says, 9th paragraph of Sodei Torah, Halacha Dalet, the Navi that says Halacha Kedivrei Ploni is a Navi Sheker. Vagamba Perish Mishnais Lakdamasal Izraim. Right, that's the Akdamal Izraim that we saw moments ago. That you don't follow a Navi who says Alpi Nevuah. If he says a svar, you can listen to the svar, but not alpi nevuah. When we divrei haremez b'seder tosefes yom kippurim nered lo shna leiv sufik demetzius l'sveka dedina. However, in the sefer tosefes yom kippurim, he doesn't distinguish between sufik and metzius and sufik and din. But the Mishnah Lamelech is mechalek between Safik b'Metzias and Safik b'Din. Metzias you can follow a Navi, Din you can't. Ubi Avamis Sha'af b'Metzias lo samchinan. There it's talking about a Safik b'Metzias, and Avamis mem aleph amid beis, and it says that you don't follow the Bas Kol. That proof is a questionable proof, but we're not going to get into it. V'yein yivam islam et heil mebeis. V'tosis yivam islam et zayin amet beis. V'brach islam et hei sof amet beis. P'sachim yigimel amet aleph. Bav metziya gimel amet aleph. Chavches amet aleph. And in all these cases, it says that we do listen to Eliyahu Hanavi. Im yabu Eliyahu v'yomer deinu alonis ha'yisechol l'siyabim. That's Tosis Nivam Samach Zayin Amud Beis. Or Baruch Aslam Ed Heisof Amud Beis, when Eliyahu Hanavi comes. We'll listen to him. Psachim Yid Gimel Amud Aleph, maybe Eliyahu is going to come and be Matayer. Of Metzia Gimel Amid Aleph, Yehemunachat Shiavu Elio. Simanim and Simanim, both people give Simanim Yaniach. Let it sit there, Ad Shiavu Elio. Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph, Yehemunachat Shiavu Elio. Uvimakomos Ein Mispar. Lots and lots of cases, sweet friends. So we have cases where we do listen to Elio Anavi. Vayin Yad Yisodei HaTorah Perek Hey Halacha Hey Vu Yerushalmi Sof Perek Ches Tetrumas Shepasak Bahada Ak. When we have this famous Yerushalmi, the Rambam Paskins, that if the Goyim say give us one person and we'll kill him, if not we'll kill all of you, if he's Mechuyev Misa like Shev Ben Bichri was, they should give him. Shein Morin Kein Lechatchila, but you don't Paskin this way Lechatchila. And that's based on the Maimer of Eliyahu to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that after he gave over somebody to the Malchus, where they were Miyachad, they set him aside. Eliyahu HaNavi stopped revealing himself to him. And then he fasted, and then Eliyahu HaNavi revealed himself to him. And he said the reason he didn't reveal himself to him because he was Moser Adam the Malchus. Even though he did Alpi Din HaMishnah, Einzu Mishnah's Chasidim. Which cause of a case of Mishnah. Alpi Anal, if based on what we saw earlier, that you're not allowed to paskin Alpi Navi, Yiksha. How does the Rambam say in Morin Kein Lechatchila? Knows the Rambam's paskin like Eliyahu Anavi. Tzarech Lomar Da Lalacha Mutter. You have to say that Lalacha Tzmutter Lamosro. Uvachozos Mishnah Chasidim, Shemoneach Eliyahu Kibi Yerushalmi. Mikra Adin, you're allowed to give him over. And Mishnah's Chasidim, but if you don't go above the letter of the law, then it prevents Eliyahu HaNavi from revealing himself. So the Rambam paskin based on that. In other words, Eliyahu HaNavi is not paskining Iker Hadin here, but he's paskining Mishnah's Chassidim. V'alkein tzarech lomar d'en Eliyahu machriya d'im lav yachriya b'chol ha'machlokas shebishas t'shchirich gabayu. So we have to say that Eliyahu HaNavi is not deciding machlokos. Because if he was, you have rabbis who in the Gemara, Eliyahu HaNavi would appear to them. So why don't they just ask him all the machlokos we have in the Gemara? Who we paskin like? On the other hand, it says, like we saw before, Yemunachachio Valio, and we have Teiku, Tishbi Yataritz Kushisubayos. So, Lachar, we find steers in this. Elishakoshe, Miyad, Hilchos Malve, Perak Aleph Alachazain, Shapasik Misajrin Labal Chov. There's a halacha that you're Misad Labal Chov, and if somebody owes somebody else money, you try to make an arrangement to help the person pay the debt in a way that's easy for him or doable. Or Perisha Kesef Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah explains, it could be that he means here the Magid Mishnah, Shetaimo Me Elio. And his reason is because of Elio, because it says in Bav Mitzia on page 114a that Rabba Bar Abu Avua Ashkechel Elio. And he said to him, are you Misader Bebal Chov? And he said, you're Misader. And then he taught him how. Begamer Begzer Shava. Micha Micha Me'erchin. Or Beis Yosef Choshe Mishpa at Simen Tzadi Zayin. Kevin Tepashe Le'eliyo de Misadrin Hachi Kaimalan. Demilanu Gadol Me'eliyo. The Beis Yosef says, you know why you're paskin like Eliyahu? Because who's great like Eliyahu? But based on what we said, it's not true. Eliyahu and Avi can't be machriya. Lo b'shemayimi. Ve'en tosis bov mitziya kuf yadal adam al-alf b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. So there it says, pasik Rabbeinu Tam b'sefer Yosher de'ein misadrin l'bal chov. Remember, Eliyahu and Avi said, that Misadrin, you do make an arrangement for the Baal Chof. Rabbeinu Tam says you don't. Rabba Barvur, the Amr Le, Leo Masi, Shadjah Baal Chof, Ramle Gor Micha Micha Merch, and Rabbeinu Tam, you say to me, nine Shem Misadjah the Baal Chof. Kalomar, me no le did the Mandi Islay Misadrin, Lola main Misadrin severely. See, he holds ain't Misadrin, you just ask him, according to those who say Misadrin, where do they get it from? We don't pass him like Elio, because it's Zereshava. So even if you hold pshat is that we do paskin like Elio, it's because Elio has gzeira shava, and gzeira shava he's believed on. He's not believed to paskin based on Shemayim, but he's believed to say that he's makabel gzeira shava from Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's like Beir HaMetzias. Those who say for Beir HaMetzias, we do follow Elio and Avi to clarify what happened, what the reality is. So he's famous story at the beginning of Brachas. Yossi says, one time I was going on the way, and I go into a churva to daven, and Eliyahu now comes and he says to me, and I learned from him. One of the things I learned from Ein Nechasim L'churva, and it's Paskin L'Halacha. What do you mean you learn from Eliyahu Anavi? Ve'en Bekesef Mishnah Sham. And see there in the case of Mishnah, who says, Kem l'gabi tefillah amr Eliyahu, kas for Rabbeinu l'inyan tefillah. So the Rambam paskins this. Eliyahu HaNavi said at l'inyan tefillah. In other words, he said, ain't nechnas in the churv, you're not going to a churv at all. And the Rambam paskins l'gabi tefillah, not to daven in a churv, since in the story, context of the story, it's davening in a churv. So you see that we are listening to Eliyahu HaNavi. V'um ipnei t'tayma kalmar. But the reason is because he gave a reason. Ibn Shalosha Dvarim, it says in the Gemara, Nechnas in the Churba. So if you give a logical reason, then you can follow Yohan Avi. Ve'en Av Kasrochel, Simon Kuf Lam Vav, Shel Ari Shel Ala Beis Yosef, Uv Pischei Tshuva, Choshe Mishpat Kuf Ayin Vav, Sivkan Chav Hei, Rav Shuri Zachel Gil Elio. So the Ari asked the Beis Yosef, the Shah Shaila, it's brought in the Pischei Tshuva. And even though the Ari was Zochel to Gil Elio, Like it says in Akdamas, Marachu l'shar Akdamas. So why is he asking the Beis Yosef questions? Because we don't follow Eliyahu. Again, unless Eliyahu says a reason, or unless Eliyahu is Gzeirah Shava, then we can follow him. Yiditi Taitz, Hare Mi Baba Basra. So my friend, Hagon Rapinchas Taitz, noted the Gemara Baba Basra, Yubezam Bezin Rashi. Svaras Halev Habo Lo Benevua. That you can follow a svar of the heart that comes Benevua. Vayain Barayvit Biyad, Hilchaslul of Perakres Halachae, Kvar Fia Ruch HaKodesh Beis Medrashenu Ve'aleinu. See, he says that there was Ruach HaKodesh in our Beis Medrash. And we paskin based on this Ruach HaKodesh. Hosafa, Shach ben Akudis HaKesef, Yoredes, Kesif Katan Beis, Vavur Desamchin and Eliyahu. He says we paskin like Eliyahu. Because he writes there, Chaticha Shenesra Machmas Teka Lo Amrin and Shishla Matirin. If a Chaticha was asked, because if a Teka, we don't say it's a Davar Shishla Matirin and there's no Bittel. That's not called Davar Shishla Matirin. Why? Lefi She'oz. Means that now it's Aser and later on it's going to be Mutter. But by Eliyahu HaNavi, it turns out that it was never Aser in the first place. That's not called the Darvish Yishlam HaTirin. Because Darvish Yishlam HaTirin was something that was Aser and became Mutter. Eliyahu HaNavi is going to reveal it was never Aser in the first place. So what's Pshat Eliyahu HaNavi's paskening? So in the future, when the Mashiach comes, maybe it'll be clear to everybody. And therefore Eliyahu is no less than any other Chacham. So we believe Eliyahu like we believe any Chacham. He explains the Gemara above Metziah there, in the Maisa of Rebbe Lazar, in the Tanur Shen Achnoi. My children defeated me. And there the Chinuch writes, Lolam ben Yom Remes and Philim Toim, as a Heshiva Bor Rosham and Sunni Benai Kolomer Achashem Notim Derech Emes, Rebel Lazar, Hoya Machad Mizel Emes, and Boym Lamikokum with Satarish, Tzivism Lashmol Rova Olam, El Rov Leolam, M. Kenakoponim, Yish the Hotislam Bapam Zoska the Rem Shitea Mes Nadara, Bareza Kilu Balames Notsech. So you see from this Gemara, the way the Sefer Chinuch understands it, you don't follow the Baskel, even though Rabbi Eliezer was right, but we say Lo B'Shamayim, and we don't even listen to the Baskel, because Lo B'Shamayim, you defeated me. Marcus Chav Gimel. Begimel koma Sophia Ruach HaKodesh Bevezdino Shel Shem Bevezdino Shel Shlomo Haramati Dichsiv Bevezdino Shel Shlomo Dichsiv. So you see three places where Ruach HaKodesh appear: the Beis Din of Shem, the Beis Din of Shmuel, the Beis Din of Shlomo. So you see Ruach HaKodesh in the Beis Din. Shem Gedolam La'achida Benogel Shut Min HaShamayim. Famous Shushalos and Shuvas Min HaShamayim. We paskin like it or not. So So he writes there, Yeshlach Kor Al Haigav Rabbi Da Yeshel Shelos Min HaShemayim Misfeke Dedin Avu Uda Machlokas Aposkim Hilchus HaKaman Vay Meshiv Min HaShemayim Vaday Dava Ovid Kasher Yeru Min HaShemayim Dehechi Ovid Hachi. So what's Pshat with Shelos and Shubas Min HaShemayim? One of the Rishonim as a Sefer with questions Min HaShemayim, why are we following that? Lo B'Shemayimi. So he explains there in the Sefer Shem Gedolim of the Chidah, if we have a machlokes and the halacha wasn't said by anybody, then we'll follow the bas kol the ruach hakodesh, because the Sanhedrin didn't paskin and they can go both ways. So he says that certainly later on, like in the time of the Rishonim, we're going to follow the Baskol, because the rabbis are the divine revelation, because the rabbis are spread all over the place. We don't have a Tanaim and Amram time. Tanaim and Amram, we don't paskin like Baskols, but now we do. Because they're tzadim lekan and tzadim lekan, so you might as well just follow the baskol. We can't be kovei ourselves. Follow the baskol. Lahayir, and this apparently is now the Lubavitcher Rebbe talking, Rabbi Nachum Mendel, midivrei Gemara, Erevin mem hei amid aleph. Says there, Vayishal David Hashem Lemor Eilech V'kitzi B'plishtim Eile. Ma'ikam V'bayle Yishar Yosher Habezin Shel Shmuel Aramasi Kayim. What's he asking? The Urim V'tumim for? He should be asking the Bezdin. Kasha, what's the Gemara's Kasha? Gemara says, why shouldn't he be asking the Urim V'tumim? Isser V'het there, because he should go to the Bezdin. But even if there was no Beis Din, what about Lo B'Shamayim? B'Sanhedrin, another sort of Kukuf Beis Amid Beis, the Menashe appeared in a dream to Rav Ashi, and he taught him a halacha, and then he darshened the next day in the Beis Medrash in the name of Menashe that he learned in his dream. Bekarim Elio de Begufo al Shemayim. This is less than Elio, worse than Elio. Elio at least went up to Shemayim in his body. But Menashe Mamish died. And Rav Ashi darshening halachas from Menashe was dead. And then Tosas Dibar Maskel Ein Elu in Erev and Samach Amar Aleph. There it says, Ein Elu Elo Divrei Nevius is a Shevach. When it says it's prophecy, it's usually the sound. Usually Ein Elu Divrei Nevius is like it's, people understand it to mean that, it's just nonsense, you're just dreaming it up. But according to Tosas, no, it's a Shevach. Kolom Ra'ein Chachma Kazuv Ruach HaKodesh Amras. We have another source to follow Ruach HaKodesh. Eirvin Kuftal and Rebez, Eish Tvaras Yikoshas, Venevim Shemneim Etiru Lahem. Velo Nevim Shemneim, Perish Tim Kein Koshe. The Torah Lo B'Shemayim, Yalem Minagav Hasem B'Yideyem. So there it seems to say, you don't follow the Nevim, because Minagav Hasem. Akoponim, you have a grace of tumult here, sweet friends. Do you follow Nevuah? Don't you follow Nevuah? Do you follow the Ruach HaKodesh? Don't you follow the Ruach HaKodesh? Do you follow Anavi? Don't you follow Eliyahu Anavi? You know, a lot of sources that go in both directions. So, then the Menachem Mendel then goes weiter, and he adds Ha'aros to this discussion from many other sources, and hopefully, I'm hoping that in the next shiur we will go through some of them, and we will see Niflos Mitaras Hashem, as we already have, Baruch Hashem. Shalom, shalom.